Welcome to the podcast series for AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology. I'm your host, Kara Hansel-Keehan. Today we'll discuss the article by Johnson et al. Titled, Exosomes Derived from Induced Vascular Progenitor Cells Promote Angiogenesis in Vitro and in an In Vivo Rat Hindlimb Ischemia Model. This article was published October 1, 2019. Joining me today are Editor-in-Chief Irv Zucker, authors Dong Liu and Takara Johnson, and content expert Jean P.O. Lee. Let's get started.
Thank you, Kara. And thank you all for joining us today to what should be an interesting and intriguing podcast. As many of you know, one of the most new and exciting areas of physiology is the ability of cells to secrete, if you will, particles that are part and parcel of the original cell. These particles are derived from various sources, including the cell membrane, intracellular organelles, in part by apoptotic bodies. The smallest of these particles are called exosomes, which average in diameter of between 80 and 150 nanometers. Importantly, exosomes and other extracellular vesicles contain cargo consisting of proteins, which are maybe RNAs, microRNAs, proteins, or other small molecules. So the potential for cell-to-cell and organ-to-organ communication, because these substances can circulate, provided by these particles is very high. In fact, exosomes have been proposed to be used as a unique drug delivery system for a variety of therapeutic causes and diseases. Thus, the current study provides evidence for a really novel exosome-based pathway to regulate blood vessel growth. Dong, can you please tell our listeners why you undertook this study and what were the methods you used and what were the major findings?
We used the adipose-derived stem cells previously, and these cells are not have the characteristics of endothelial cells, because the endothelial cells are the key cells for the angiogenesis. So what we tried to use the endothelial cell differentiation medium to differentiate adipose-derived stem cells to endothelial cells, but that percentage is very low. That's the thing we think about, how we can get the good exosome donor cells. So we think about the iPS cells, the induced progenitor cells. These cells can be differentiated to endothelial cell as a good percentage. But these cells are reported to have tumorigenesis. So that's why we think about, is there any other cells, can cell line be better? And at this time, we saw a publication, they used the IVPC cells as induced vascular progenitor cells. These cells are similar to iPS cells reprogrammed from fibroblast. The iPS is from fibroblast to iPS cells. And this cell, same thing, used the 4G transfer 4 genes on the endothelial cells. That's a rat aortic endothelial cells, and the differentiated reprogrammed to IVPC cell. So these cells, they have the characteristics of endothelial cells. Also, they have a similar like endothelial cells and stem cells or progenitor cells. They can have a differentiated potential. So that's, we think, is very good exosome donor cells. So we try to think about these cells, if we can use the exosomes from these cells to promote angiogenesis, because the stem cells, they work either by differentiation to endothelial cell or by secretion, as published. But recently, we think the secretion is more important than differentiation to endothelial cells. The secretion, they include the secreted growth factors, cytokines, and also recently found that they secrete exosomes as well. The cytokines or growth factors, they are short time and a short distance because they're easier to be degraded. And but exosomes, that's wrapped by a lipid bilayer, they can keep for a longer time and travel to other long distance. The method we use is using a combination of ultrafiltration and size occlusion chromatography, that's a unique techniques for a method to isolate exosomes for this study. We found compared to endothelial cells or red aortic endothelial cells, the IVPC cells, they can increase the secretion of exosomes. And also this increase the exosomes, they can promote angiogenesis in vitro, include the endothelial cell proliferation, migration, the tubule formation, and also works ex vivo in aortic ring assay. And furthermore, we test this exosomes in Hanlim ischemia model, and we also see the angiogenesis promotion. And furthermore, we check the molecular mechanism, and we checked the angiogenesis-related growth factors and the cytokines, and all these are pro-angiogenic factors. And we concluded the IVPC cells is a very good exosome donor cell line, either the quantity, they increase the secretion, and quality, they have higher effect on the angiogenesis. And the IVPC exosomes promote angiogenesis, and that may be an alternative cell-free approach for the therapy of ischemic diseases.
Thank you, Deng, for that great overview. Clearly, this is a very unique model. Jean, I wonder if you could comment on what this really means in terms of the translational ability and blood vessel growth and how the model may help us understand blood vessel growth in ischemia.
Therapeutic effects of stem cells can occur by paracrine or called bystander effects. It gives rise to the notion of a cell-free stem cell therapy. So the benefits of a transient supply of exosomes can be appreciated in ischemia model. However, so when the long-term supply of molecules from exosomes are required, so cell therapy can be more efficient. So the study shows promising therapeutic potential of exosome-based treatment of ischemic disease moving forward at the preclinical level. Among many candidates shown here, it is a still challenge to identify specific components of the exosomes that selectively target angiogenesis, and also the timing, dose, and route of administration should be optimized. So for translational aspects and the clinical level, major efforts for the manufacturing of those components are required, and safety concerns need to be addressed.
Clearly, these concerns are major importance when considering how something like this can be used, in addition to the molecular mechanisms that are involved. Jean, any other comments concerning this study?
Are exosome-related changes, such as genes, proteins, microRNAs, coincidental or causal? What could be the main factors responsible for the effect of exosomes on increased angiogenesis suggested in the paper?
Jean, thanks for that question. As we mentioned in the paper, we identified several potential candidates, what we believe can cause the increase of angiogenesis seen from these IVPC exosomes, including the proteins pentaxin-3 or PTX3 and insulin-like growth factor binding protein that are known as IGFBP3. We also investigated the microRNAs that were significantly increased in the IVPC exosomes compared to RAEC exosomes. And we found that there were 5 mirrors that were present in that cargo, which were validated to be differentially expressed, mir-125B, mir-20B, mir-291B, as well as 143 and mir-92A. So all of them could play a role in increasing the angiogenic effect that's seen. But at the moment, we can't overlook any of the candidates until more mechanistic studies are completed.
I think that that's a good area to investigate going forward. I wonder if you've considered co-administering integumers to some of the microRNAs that seem to be elaborated, especially 92A. That might be another strategy to get at the mechanism.
Yes, you bring up a valid point, or Potentially, yes. miR-92a was one of the most significantly differentially expressed, and one would think that it could be a potent microRNA regulating this angiogenic function. But as mentioned in our paper, the function of miR-92a is still controversial because both overexpression and downregulation of miR-92a has been reported to have a pro-angiogenic effect, and this was seen in endothelial cells. So miR-92a has hundreds of predicted targets that can either positively or negatively regulate angiogenesis.
Thanks, Takara. Clearly, the number of papers being published and the use of exosomes for all sorts of things is going up exponentially. It's becoming a very crowded field. The dust will settle soon, and we'll see exactly how to use these particles for therapy. I want to thank everybody for participating in this interesting discussion, and I want to congratulate Deng Liu and Takara for a really nice study, and I think we'll turn it back to Kara now.
You've been listening to an AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology podcast. For more podcasts like this one, visit us online at physiology.org/journal/AJP Heart.